A grassroots group working to transform a porcupine park is looking for corporate partners. Last month, Carly Stringer talked to Timmins Council on behalf of Friends of Melview Park, a group of residents aiming to transform Melview Park into the Porcupine Commons. Two residential lots are also being created on a portion of the property. It will take about $420,000 to rejuvenate the park located behind the Porcupine Mall that can be accessed from Michener Boulevard or Eric Crescent. The city is not being asked to foot the bill. Instead, the group is raising money through larger corporate donations and grant applications. We are in the process of applying for several grants. Some of the grants will match any funds that we raise through corporate donation, so we are looking to develop relationships with local corporate donors to leverage funding, said Stringer. The concept for Porcupine Commons comes from nature. Nature can even inspire us when it comes to raising money for the park. You know, scientists have discovered that trees within a forest share nutrients through their root systems underground. If one part of the forest is in need, trees will share with each other so the entire forest can thrive, she said. That's an amazing lesson we can learn from the forest. What can various cross-sections of our community share with each other so the entire community can thrive? Some people can share their time and hard work, some can share financial support, some can share their ideas. Porcupine Commons is meant to be a real community effort in that way. We are excited to work with corporate partners who understand and share that vision. A recent open house was an opportunity for area residents to provide input on the plans. About 30 people participated in the virtual meeting and there was overwhelmingly positive support for the park, said Stringer. Participants provided really thoughtful remarks. It was an invaluable chance to gather truly helpful feedback and new ideas, she said. There were some security concerns, however, Stringer said it was out of concern to protect the work going into the project. At the end of the day, it felt really good to have people get together, even virtually, to chat about something we can do to make our community better. It was energizing, and for me it affirmed the work we've been doing. The whole concept behind Porcupine Commons is in the name, Commons. It's a common thing we can work towards, a common space for everyone to gather, connect with one another and with nature. And I think we all felt that sense of community really strongly at the meeting, she said. Corporate partners interested in participating in the unique project can reach out to porcupinecommons@gmail.com.